Well, meanwhile, in New York, the UN General Assembly has been hearing from the Iranian president, the Ukrainian president, and a farewell speech from the US president. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, is there. And he began by telling us about a meeting between the Taoiseach and the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, and the Palestinian prime minister, Mohammed Mustafa.
Yeah, they had a bilateral meeting in a New York hotel suite, which the Palestinian president and his entourage have been holding a number of meetings in over the course of this week, as you'd expect. This is the type of thing that goes on typically at these UN weeks. But this was the first meeting between the Taoiseach or any Taoiseach and the Palestinian president since Ireland recognised Palestinian statehood back in May, along with Spain and Norway. So obviously President Abbas and his Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa also at the meeting were thanking Ireland for doing that, stressing the importance of it, both as a morale booster for the Palestinian people in very difficult times, but also pointing to the future and how it can play a role in bringing about not just a cessation of violence, but a change in the whole makeup of the region, presenting a peaceful future where Palestinian state and Israeli state can live side by side and hopefully see a complete de-escalation of tensions in the whole Middle Eastern region. I also got a chance to speak briefly to Mohammed Mustafa, the Prime Minister, after that meeting. And one of the things I asked him was, did he expect any concrete measures to result from this UN General Assembly, any real steps towards peace? Because, as you know, there's been a fair bit of dismay about a lot of the speech making that's been going on over the past few days without any real signs of concrete measures or actions being taken. But Mr. Mustafa seemed to be quite happy with some of the measures that had been taken at this UN General Assembly.
The United Nations General Assembly voted in favour of a Palestinian submitted resolution on a follow-up on the ICJ advisory opinion. And that advisory opinion says it all, that Palestinians deserve self-determination. Palestinians deserve their own state. Palestinians deserve the end of this occupation. And the world got to help them with that. And therefore, I think we got a very important endorsement from the United Nations, but also before that, a very important court, the International Court of Justice, which says it all, that Palestinians have rights that needs to be respected. And I hope the time frame that was presented in that resolution, 12 months to deliver the statehood and end of occupation, is a very important task.
That's Mohammed Mustafa there, the Palestinian Prime Minister, speaking to you, Sean, after his meeting with Simon Harris in New York. And we can hear from the Taoiseach now reiterating his call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
I know very clearly, and the people of Ireland know very clearly, that Palestine is not Hamas. Hamas offers the people of Palestine no future. Terrorism offers the people of Palestine, or no person in the world, any future. What we need, though, is a ceasefire, an immediate cessation of violence, so the killing can stop, so the aid can flow, so the hostages can be released, and so we can get to a point where we can have a political process to bring about a two-state solution.
That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris. Back to the UN General Assembly, Sean. The Iranian Prime Minister addressed it as well. What did he say?
He presented sort of a new image for Iran. This is Masoud Pezeshkian, the guy who got the letter from President Michael D. Higgins recently when he was elected president of Iran. He's seen, certainly in Western eyes, as being somewhat more moderate than a lot of the Iranian politicians that we've been used to over the past several years. And he was telling the General Assembly that he has been elected by the Iranian people to take part, be a part of a more constructive approach, a more constructive chapter in Iran's international relations, to play a role in a new era of an evolving global order, that he and his country have no interest in being in conflict with any other country. Now, there was supposed to be a press conference with the Iranian president taking place today. That was fairly abruptly cancelled during his speech, apparently because he had spoken to some American journalists on Monday, suggesting that Iran was open to de-escalating tensions with Israel, and that may not have gone down too well with the Supreme Leader or other political figures back in Tehran. But certainly he has drawn attention to himself by this somewhat more moderate approach from Iran.
The other major war that's going on in Europe at the moment is, of course, in Ukraine. And Volodymyr Zelensky is there in New York as well. He spoke on Monday. He addressed the Security Council yesterday, and he's going to be giving a speech to the General Assembly today. What is his message to world leaders there, Sean?
One of his lines is that Russia is closer to agreeing to a peace deal than most of us in the rest of the world think. It is. So he is saying to leaders, particularly Western leaders, but also people like President Modi of India, that they should really back him and back the Ukrainians and not certainly not write them off as a busted flush at this stage. He's supposed to be presenting his latest ideas on a peace proposal to President Biden and Vice President Harris when he meets them in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. So it's still something of a mystery to the rest of the world exactly what President Zelensky is up to. But he's putting on a fairly brave face here in New York and saying you need to just face down the Russians and force them into a position where they will agree to a peace deal. And that sounds like he wants a lot more military backing and the kind of political backing that would allow him to use that military equipment. We know they've been looking for permissions on long-range missiles, for example, from the Americans for quite some time. So this, I think, is all part of that manoeuvring.
And Joe Biden, it's his last speech to the General Assembly as President of the United States. So between the war in Gaza, the increasing escalations in Lebanon and Ukraine, there was a lot for him to talk about.
There was a lot for him to talk about, but he was fairly disciplined, unlike some of the leaders who spoke, in terms of the 15-minute time slot allocation. He didn't get into really any in-depth individual issues. People who are looking to see whether he have some kind of a new initiative on the Middle East in particular, not so much. It was pretty much a restatement of American positions there. I think what he was doing, though, was taking a long arc view of international relations and offering an optimistic message, I guess, to leaders, running through the usual Joe Biden stories of how he got elected in 1972 and has seen the world change very dramatically since then, and saying to them, you know, stick at it, folks, keep following the path of peaceful relations between countries, because good things can come from it, even when it looks pretty hopeless, when you think we're in a pretty dark hour. And he also had that message at the end about his own personal situation and a recommendation to other leaders that they really ought to think about when it's time to go, to step off the stage and hand over to the younger generation.
And he's invited Simon Harris to the States next month to the White House.
Indeed, perhaps a representative of that younger generation. But yeah, a somewhat surprising move there. But he is Irish Joe after all, so maybe he wants to meet the Taoiseach before he steps down. One more meeting with the Taoiseach, because he won't be there, obviously, next St. Patrick's Day. Or maybe he's got something else in mind. We're not really sure of exactly what the details of this are going to be, this meeting, nor indeed exactly when it's going to take place, because we do know that President Biden is going to be out of the country for part of October. The 10th or the 15th, he's going to Germany and to Africa, to Angola, a long-standing engagement there. So between that and between the Irish budget taking place next week, there's not that much of October left for the two of them to actually get together and have a meeting.
That was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, talking to us from the United Nations meeting of the General Assembly in New York. It's 8:30. You're listening to Morning Ireland.